Hello, welcome back to Betch Labs. I'm Sammy.
I'm Eileen.
And we're here after Labor Day.
Yes, we are here after Labor Day. And it was a glorious Labor Day. I didn't do anything. I did stuff.
Yeah.
I went to a really cool wedding. I went to a pool.
To a pool.
I drank. I went to a really cool bar on like a boat in Brooklyn.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
I bumped
into this kid who went to our high school.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. I had a similar Labor Day weekend experience minus the wedding.
Oh, yeah?
No weddings.
What did you do?
I also went to a bar, not on a boat,
okay,
but it was on the water. So okay, it was kind of like being on a boat.
Where was it?
Boat Basin. Now you all know where to find me.
I went to, mine was called Brooklyn Barge.
That makes sense.
It's on a barge. It's not like a boat.
Right. Barge.
Barge. Yeah.
What else did I do? I like worked out.
Yeah. I did not.
Yeah.
I went out to dinner. I went to SoulCycle.
Yeah. Went to dinner. Saw a movie.
Oh, I went to dinner.
No way.
I can't remember anything I do.
Yeah, same. What did I do? I was doing things the whole time. I went saw Operation Finale.
What's that?
It's a movie about the capture of Adolf Eichmann.
What?
In the movie theater.
Oh, was it on iTunes?
No.
I don't go to the movies.
I went to the actual movie theater.
I really want
to
see Crazy Rich Asians. Like, I just want to go alone.
I also saw Crazy Rich Asians. Oh. It was so good.
No.
I would go again.
Fuck.
I'll come with you.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was incredible.
So yeah, I went to a wedding. It was really it was beautiful. Like weddings these days are just like crazy. There's so many weddings this weekend.
I feel like in the past 2 weeks, literally 2 weeks, weddings have gotten very extra. Just in the past 2 weeks.
There's so many hashtags to follow this weekend.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even keep up.
But I think that the most extravagant wedding used to be sort of now what is the standard wedding. Like a Cipriani wedding used to be the most crazy extravagant wedding you could have. Or like a Pierre wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's the medium to high wedding.
Yeah.
And, well, it's not really medium. It's really just like the high wedding. And then there's like these insane fucking vacation weddings.
Yeah, like a whole, it's like a 3-day wedding.
Like, yeah, like they're basically throwing you, where the bride and groom are throwing you a vacation.
Yeah, right.
Like,
but
they're
you're
providing
spending a fuck ton of money to be there.
Right, you do have to spend money to be there. But
and I'm
like,
sure you have to give a really good gift.
Yeah, definitely. But it's really, they're basically giving you a vacation. Like they provide you with activities for all the days.
It's really hard to like, as a person who's planning their wedding and also like constantly being bombarded by this beauty on Instagram and just feeling a little bit inadequate, I have to remember to stay grounded. Like I can throw myself this crazy wedding, like probably if I wanted, but not as crazy as
the
J-Lo coming to, that one was amazing.
Okay. Those weddings. Okay.
That's when you,
I know someone who threw a destination wedding, but not like in Europe.
Yeah.
And the price was like in the millions.
Millions.
So, and that was for like a medium.
Okay, I can't throw that.
Right. Yeah. No, like.
No, but I
can. And that was for like a medium of the destination weddings. Like it wasn't the craziest destination wedding in the world. It was just but it was really nice, but it wasn't the craziest one. It wasn't like a Europe one.
Yeah. So like I'm trying to like spend the money wisely and not go too crazy, because like at the end of the day, when you think about it, like I keep reminding myself this, that like you're spending money on a memory. It's not an investment. The only true thing that's an investment is the photographer, because you have those to look back at. You don't even watch the video, but the photos are really the most important. But it's really, you're just spending money on a memory that like you'll think back on all the time, and you're just really going to be thinking, you really are just going to be thinking, not, oh, those pics look sick. It's going to be like, oh, I had this good time at my wedding.
Right.
And so that's the whole thing that I keep trying to like remind myself, like we don't need to upstage. I'm just trying to like make sure that I have a really nice time. Like I'm getting myself, I'm spending money on, and in a way that makes it so that everyone who's coming has like a fun time, not like who has 7 billion Instagrams.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If you, unless like your parents have like so many millions of dollars, like
disposable millions,
right? Not like,
which
I'm
is
not
great.
Even talking
I
like 10 million
do.
I'm not even talking like 10 million, I'm talking
no,
like the hundreds of millions. Then you can be doing this like crazy
then what's
thing.
One
Right. What's
on
one?
A rehearsal
right,
dinner.
One is, right. One is the cost of the rehearsal dinner or like the day club.
Right. That I don't even want to have a brunch at. Because no one even wants to go to brunch the next day. Like no one wants to see the people you just saw and be like, what didn't we talk about last night?
Right. Well, that's like that. That was sort of like a standard for like the country club wedding.
Yeah.
You did like the rehearsal dinner, the wedding and then the brunch.
Yeah.
Now it's like Thursday night. It's like Wednesday night party, Thursday night party, Friday day club.
Crazy. At some crazy place. All of that stuff.
Then rehearsal dinner. Then the wedding. You're like, wait, I'm so fucking sick of these people. I've been hanging out with them all week.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Right. But, right.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like I have a lot of stress around thinking about my wedding for like, I could list 15 different reasons why.
Oh, are you thinking about your wedding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you gotta like think about it. It's like yeah, right. Conversation. Go. I have so many reasons why my wedding will be incredibly stressful. No matter who I marry, that's the thing.
Why?
Because it's like, I'm thinking about obviously my current situation, but like if I were to marry someone different, I would have a stressful situation because of my family. You know, so it would just be stressful. So
two weddings.
Right. But I just want to like, maybe I'm just going to make it like so small.
Yeah.
It's
you
like,
have a, you could have a small destination.
Right. But it's like, it's like a different thing.
Yeah. I think altogether. That's nice. But anyway, these weddings are nuts, but it's kind of really fun to watch.
Yes,
like my favorite thing to follow is Mindy Weiss. She's like the event planner of everyone who spends a fuck ton of money on weddings. Like this one wedding that was in like a Red Rock Casino in Vegas. It was like the daughter of the guy who owns it. That shit was insane. It was maybe more insane than like Kiara, like the Blonde Salad's wedding, which was also this last weekend. There were so many crazy.
I'll have to look at the hashtags.
You have to look at the Red Rock one. There was Bruno Mars, just one R.
Just one Mar.
Seal, and I think somebody else performed.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I'm not sure that even however much money I had, I would want like an insanely famous performer because then it becomes about the performer and not about
like I'd
you.
Rather just do karaoke on stage.
Right.
Looks it's really about fun. Me, you fucks.
Right. Right. Like that used to be what everyone did.
Yeah. Do a dance like bat mitzvah dance.
I really feel that weddings have gotten way more extravagant just in the past few
out
years.
Out of hand.
In the past, like, 2 years.
I don't get the point.
I also don't get the point. But again, if I had hundreds of millions of dollars, I might get the point.
I would rather spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a very long vacation, perhaps a year
long
vacation.
They will do that too. I'm sure they'll do that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of vacation, did you see Lindsay Lohan in that video?
Oh my God. Yes. That was the funny. I have so many thoughts about that.
Okay.
She is no one said this, but she's doing the dance of like the girls who stand at the clubs and like on the podiums.
I knew
it's
it looked
like,
familiar.
It's like a Vegas, like no one is dance.
Yeah.
That is the number one. I like noticed in her like reaction, she's just not that smooth. So her transitions were like really bad, but that's what made it so funny. But the best is that her mom commented, love you girl. Those dance classes paid off. So like, clearly she took these dance classes, these European style dance classes, just so she can like be able to dance publicly.
Well, what else does she have to do? I mean, she's running the club.
I'm really kind of loving Lindsay Lohan right now. Did you see also that she wrote like RIP John Cain, feel better XOXO?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was Photoshopped, honestly.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I just assumed, that's Lindsay Lohan for
right.
you.
Feel better.
Side note, like, senior year of college, all of us made t-shirts. We wrote on them with Sharpie that said free Lindsay.
And then we drew her like in a jail, like underneath.
What did she need to be freed from?
She got arrested for like a bunch of shit.
That was so long ago.
I know. Well, that was when Betches started.
Now
so.
She's like a Mykonos star. She's the queen of Greece. Like she's made that name for herself as an investigatory Greek. I don't know.
Think about all the transitions she's been through and think about how we've just run this one company that whole time. Okay. Wow. Should we talk about The Bachelor?
Literally, of my friend just texted me, how do Colton and Tia know each other? I'm confused. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So Bachelor.
Colton is the new Bachelor. I felt very anticlimactic news.
Right. Boring. Here's why.
Didn't give it. Okay, we're gonna keep our bachelor chit chat to a low minimum because we obviously have our bachelor podcast, which is now hosted by Kay and Derek.
Everyone knows Kay.
Kay York City. She works for Betches. You've seen our Insta story, and So I'll call them by their Insta names, I guess. Peth, Derek, and K York City. Derek, I'm sorry if you're listening. I constantly call you by your Instagram. I don't like know Peth, what's wrong Derek. With me. I like it's Peth, Derek. But it's so you everybody should pay listen. They watch a shit ton of Bachelor to
bring you this podcast.
So but anyway,
yeah,
Colton is the Bachelor.
Again,
here's the thing. I didn't even want them on Bachelor in Paradise. I was so bored of their drama. Like, yeah, it was now that I know that it was kicked off. They left randomly the day before they announced that he's the next Bachelor. Seems very like.
Right.
Obvious.
Is ABC not getting that we want more interesting people to be the lead? Like, are they not like also, hearing that complaint?
What I don't understand and like. I'm not talking shit about any like virgins, but but like, how are we supposed to believe that Colton, like watching him as like an emotional human being, ready for like marriage?
Well, some people, John, I guess he wasn't truly, he was a born again
no,
virgin.
But I don't even mean like the fact because he's a virgin, but like watching him talk to his parents and what he seems very immature.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Right. It's sort of weird.
Seems like a baby.
Right. It's sort of like having like a 17-year-old tell like now have a whole season of I want to get married.
It just feels like he's like a baby. Like
where's he from?
Watching him. Don't know.
He might. I mean, it's like there's a different sort of like standard. I think other places than New York about like when you're ready.
Yeah,
to get
that's
married.
True. But I mean, there's an obvious difference about like the emotional intelligence or the emotional maturity watching him versus like Kevin, who is.
Yeah, I love Kevin.
Kevin, like Canadian Kevin, like the way that he expresses his feelings, the way that he talks, like talk to Astrid about like the crazy shit show that was Ashley and Jared's engagement.
Yeah, let's get into that next.
Okay, we'll talk about it. But it was just like there's obvious like a huge difference in like the type of person. I don't know. What are we saying by making him the Bachelor? I like Jason, although I'm talking too much. He probably wouldn't have had a lot of. He's not very emotionally like loud.
You know what they're saying by making him the Bachelor? They're saying that we want to have the most middle of the road, widely appealing. And by appealing, they mean non-disliked person that they possibly can find.
No one doesn't like Colton.
Right. Like, I don't dislike him. I'm just not excited about him. But there's honestly, I'm not excited about any of them. So it's sort of like, okay, I get why they, in their view, ABC producers would pick him. Because he's just like sweet. And he's easy to portray as a hero.
Yeah. And he's cute.
And he's cute. Yeah. Like, there's nothing dislikable about him. He's not offensive. He's just like. Yeah. And they probably like that they can play up the virgin shit because like,
yeah,
it gives them more of like a plot already,
which makes me confused. Like, was Tia like just acting this whole time? Was this like just like Tia being in love with Colton this whole the whole paradise plot?
Why?
Just so that he could break up with her last minute. And she's like, you'll find someone, Colton, find someone and be yourself.
I thought she really liked him.
I know, but now it's just also like the timing. It just felt so now, it's just fake.
Well, it is The Bachelor, so therefore.
Right. It was just like a little obvious.
Should we talk about another fake show, although one that's slightly more real? Roni?
Wait, but first the engagement.
Oh, the engagement. Right.
Okay, first of all, Ashley totally knew it was coming. Ashley had no regard for Kevin standing there. No regard.
She looked so smug. I wanted to slap her a little bit.
What sucked was that they made her, that Jared propose on the sand and she was wearing like skinny heels. And so her like foot was like flat on the sand. It looked really awkward.
I didn't notice that.
But it was just, I just hated that they made Kevin watch it. It was just so kind of fucked up.
Well, they needed to milk something for a full hour. Like they need, like think of, if you think about what the show is, they just move from like conflict to conflict, like problem to problem so that they can then like get 40 minutes of TV out of it.
The funniest part though, were people being like, well, if Ashley and Jared can do it, who literally were a shit show of a romance, oh, and now they're engaged, then really, paradise can happen for anyone. I'm like, yeah, that was like very twisted of a romance. Yeah.
I wanted to like cover Annalise's eyes and be like, don't get any ideas, bitch. Yeah. Like, this is not.
Speaking of Annalise, Camille is so good looking.
Yeah.
He looks like, I was just staring at him and I was just like, you look like Captain America, like Captain Poland, but America.
He's not.
Like, no, his face, he looks like the actor who plays Captain America. My brain is
You Chris, know a little bit more about.
Chris. Oh my God. He's just like an all-American beautiful person. His name is Chris. Everyone who knows his name is probably wanting
screaming.
To shoot, yeah. Like screaming.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything. You know a lot more it's about superhero movies than I do from Rusty.
You watch all of the Marvel. Like, no, I know every Marvel movie.
Well, you should do trivia or something.
I could. I really, really. Well, not if they ask me what his name was.
I don't know.
It's going to come to me like
I'm afraid to like throw out a name because I could be so wrong.
Evans.
So.
Chris Evans. Okay. That's what it is.
Okay.
Chris Evans. Camille looks a lot like a Polish version of Chris Evans.
I need to Google.
And I casually think that Camille likes Annalise because she looks a little Polish. She has the blonde hair, like the round face with the blue eyes.
Yeah, I see that. I kind of feel like Annalise is very pretty, but I think that her stress shows in her face.
Oh, yeah.
And if she would, I don't
Crazy
know.
Eyes.
It's not
out.
Just the eyes. It's like her skin seems stressed out.
Yeah. She needs to calm down.
Yeah, she does. She needs to go see like a therapist about her attachment issues. Okay. Next.
Okay. You want to talk about
Roni. Okay. So for Roni, it's really good right now. If you're not
the
caught up, it's
so
okay
good.
Because I don't necessarily want to talk about the reunion, okay. But I was doing a little thought experiment in my head and it was like, which one would I want to be my mom? The least and the most.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe we could rank them in order of who you would want to be your mom from the least to the most.
Okay. So what are the options?
Okay. The options are Carol, Bethany, Ramona, Luann, Tinsley, Sonia, Dorinda. Okay.
Okay.
I'll start with my least. My least would be Carol, and not because I hate her. I'm team Carol in this fight. But if the fact that she doesn't have kids and like isn't like obsessed with like trying to get them shows me that I wouldn't really want her to be a mom, because you don't want someone to be your mom unless they're like really into being a mom.
Of Carol, she in the next episode, she's like, well, guess what, Bethany? I didn't have kids because I was going to have them with my husband.
I know, but she like, I think if she really wanted them, she would have tried to make it happen. Like in other
She's very
ways.
Non-committal.
Right. I don't think she wants them that badly.
She's only just hanging out with Adam.
Right. Exactly. Only ever. So that's why she's my least. Not because of her personality, but because I don't think that people who like don't really want to be a mom like would make the best mom. And that's not an offensive
This is really
statement.
Difficult because like I've spoken to Dorinda.
They're all insane.
No, I've like talked to Dorinda and like, I feel like the way that they actually are mothers are way different than their personas on TV.
Yeah,
with, definitely. Like she talks about her daughter and she like.
Right. But it doesn't really matter because like just because they're like they and, like, act so a certain way to their daughter doesn't mean that like they don't have the problems that they have and that those aren't coming out just because you've seen them like talk to their kids like, you know. Like, they still have those problems, and those problems are still getting inflicted on the kids. It's a really hard question, right?
I can tell you my most is. But I don't want to, like, I feel like this is a very sensitive topic, and I don't want to, like, offend.
You don't want to offend the Real Housewives of New York?
I don't. Like, I just feel like.
Okay, I'll say who my most is.
Okay.
Tinsley.
Really?
Yes. I think she is, like, she's, like, the least harmful one.
Overbearing.
Okay, and what about the rest of them? they would be. Here's the thing. I actually think Tinsley would probably be like a helicopter mom, but I think she would be like, she'd be like the most nurturing.
I might agree with you about that. Although Ramona would be pretty nurturing.
She's insane though. She's a crazy woman. She's like low on my list.
But Tinsley's also a little insane.
But it's different. Tinsley's like, she's more within the bounds of sane than Ramona. Like Ramona's crazy.
I guess I'm thinking about it. And Bethany,
I would not want Bethany as my mom at all. I think that she is like a narcissist. Like she is. She's okay, you don't want a narcissist
I'll
as your
agree,
mom.
Tinsley. Definitely not Luann.
No. Luann would be middle because she's incredibly self-absorbed. Here's the thing. They all make fucking awful models.
Yeah.
Where would Sonia... Okay.
Sonia would be so fun.
Sonia would... Sonia so and delusional. Dorinda...
You would be like, no.
Sonia and Dorinda fall similarly for me in the ranking, which is probably right under Tinsley.
Which one?
Sonia and Dorinda.
Sonia, for me, no. She's too delusional. Like, you would be like, Mom, this isn't what the world is. Like,
right.
I would be too difficult.
I guess I would put her after
Dorinda.
And I
wouldn't be able to trust someone to take care of me who is delusional.
Okay, but like, look at the other options.
Although she did sell her house. What did she say? The only thing gray about these gardens is what did she say? What was the opening
one? There ain't nothing gray about these gardens. Okay. Tinsley, Dorinda.
I would actually disagree. I would go Tinsley, Bethany.
Bethany is an insane narcissist. Imagine like you get like a crazy woman. Like she really is.
She would protect you. She would really protect you. Like, no,
only
end
because,
to end.
Only because you're her genes. Which
people
is super
are narcissists.
No, not to the extent that she, that
but
they
she's
are.
Not a sociopath. She's down to earth. She has like a very power. She's a, like a self-made woman.
Fine.
I think she's only like narcissistic when it comes to like the show, which I think
she's a bitch. Oh,
but
she that, is.
But that's okay.
I really would not want a bitchy mom, but maybe I would put her after. Here's the thing. Sonia's nice. Like, Sonia's a nice woman.
Yeah, she is a nice
woman.
That's
why I would like put her after Dorinda. I also think Dorinda's a nice woman. She just has an alcohol problem.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going Tinsley, Dorinda,
Sonia
Bethany.
Okay.
Luann. You said Luann is the middle.
Luann, Ramona, Carol.
Although I think that Ramona is harmless.
The ease at which she can manipulate people and like act like she's totally innocent is not something you want. Like, Luann, I think, can actually be like sort of straight with you.
But she's the Countess.
Right. At least you get to be the Countess's daughter. She'll teach you really good table manners.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Luann would be that bad. Email us at slapped@betches.com. If you have a ranking.
Yeah, if you have your ranking. Okay, let's do some emails.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. I will read the first one.
Okay.
Dear Betches, I had a friends with benefits who I was consistently hooking up with for almost a year, and we started working together about a month ago. Last week, my friends and I decided to go out to the bars together. And since the bars are close to my friends with benefits house, I met him at his place and we pregame together, then Ubered to the bars together, meaning I was definitely planning on going home with him after. While we were out, he ended up making out with another girl in front of me, which of course led to a huge discussion when we left the bars. Read me drunkenly trying to express my frustration, and ended with me telling him I don't know if I can be friends with someone who blatantly disregards my feelings. I'm still pretty disappointed in how the whole thing played out. We were pretty close before this went down, and I guess my question is, how do I not make things awkward at work, since I don't think ignoring him is an option? Sincerely, a betch in need of guidance. Wait, so we started working together after? Yeah, they were friends with benefits for a year, and then they started working
together.
I wonder
where they're working. I'd love to be in their workplace.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks. I would
cut it off.
No, she cut it off. She's like, how do I not make things awkward at work? I think that the best way is to just like distance yourself from like working with him and not like staring at him, so he's not a constant reminder. The bright side is you weren't like in love with him. You weren't in a really long relationship with him. You were friends with benefits for a year.
Right.
I don't
maybe
know if friends with benefits for a year.
Friends with benefits for a year sounds like you were trying to make it happen. But I think that she should just keep all conversation to being like about work. No, like, hey,
yeah.
How was your weekend even?
Yeah.
Like, just when you need to work together, just do it. And then look to date other people.
Yeah, date other people. Like,
look up with
focus
a different
on yourself.
Friend
yeah. Finding different friend benefits.
Yeah. So, this is both career and relationship advice.
It is.
And speaking of career advice.
Yeah, Sammy, tell me what you're about to say.
I just hit my tooth with the microphone. Oh my God. Okay. We have a new book coming out in October. It's available for pre-order now. It's called When's Happy Hour, Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work. And in this book, we give a ton of advice about careers, how to find one, how to make a resume. But we also have a whole chapter dedicated to women and men in the workforce. And one of the things that we do a deep dive into is what to do if you have like an office romance, how to handle it, different scenarios. Like, should you stay in it? Should you not? Should you tell HR? Like, is it okay to get more serious? So this and many other issues similar will be addressed in the book.
Yeah.
And it really would mean a lot to us, you guys, if you would pre-order the book. It really helps us with sales and getting up higher in the Amazon ranking. So if you plan to buy it, we would just really appreciate if you would pre-order it before it comes out, which is October 23rd. But the sooner the better. Yeah,
and the bigger the fan you are, we would even love it if you just share the link betches.co/WHH with your friends. Tell them to pre-order it. Just, you know, like support your local Betches.
Sustainable green Betches.
Yes, just support your local Betches.
And also, if you, let's say you pre-order it and you tag us in your Instagram story, like tag me and Aileen and Jordana, we will reshare your share.
And we'll do it on Betches too.
And Betches.
So, yay. Okay, let's do one more Dear Betch.
Okay. Dear Betches, first I want to tell how much I love all three of you, as well as your wide array of podcasts. We do have a lot of those. My dailies and my 9-to-5 job wouldn't be the same without you, which brings me to my question. I work at a pretty small company, 50 people, and really like the work I'm doing. I've worked here for about a year and at first became good friends with a solid group of people. A few months ago, most of the group started playing Dungeons and Dragons together, which is not something I'm interested in picking up as a hobby. I'm more of a drink wine and watch TV kind of gal. Anyways, the D&D group hangs out outside of work pretty often, doing things I would like to participate in, like going to dinner, playing volleyball, etc.
Sorry, volleyball. I read the next line.
And the only thing they talk about during their lunch is D&D weapons and spells and shit.
Sorry.
Imagine.
I'm just crying. Okay, sorry.
Imagine if like Jordana and I started playing Dungeons and Dragons and we wouldn't talk to you about anything else.
I would literally kill you. But,
Okay. I'm doing my best not to judge their hobbies or be offended that I'm not invited to the non-D&D related activities, but I'm struggling to be honest. How can I do my best not to feel left out or irritated when the lunch convo revolves around their made up world? Please help. Left out betch. Again, this is more advice that you may find in our book, When's Happy Hour.
That is really my favorite line is, and the only thing they talk about during lunch is their D&D weapons and spells and shit.
Okay, here's the thing. Pretend that this was like fantasy football and it becomes like more relatable.
Yes.
Like if you worked with a bunch of guys and they would only talk about their fucking fantasy team, like you'd be annoyed.
Yeah, no, I know. You would. I mean, here's the thing. This is a you problem. It's either you try to learn how to play Dungeons and Dragons and want to fit in, it's a you problem. If you're just fine being left like out of things and then find a different friend somewhere, like another employee who's a different friend who like has something more in common with you. But like, if that, you never know what your thing is. Like, here's an example.
You might love Dungeons and Dragons.
Somebody showed Jordana Monopoly Deal, which is a new card game. Jordana then showed it to like Arthur and Ariel, and now they wouldn't stop talking about playing Deal all the time. And I'm like, fuck you guys. I don't know how to play Deal. You have to teach me. So like, I made them teach me Monopoly Deal. And at first I was like, what is this stupid game? And then now I'm obsessed with it. Now I taught Rusty. And before we even went out to dinner, he's like, you want to get one game in?
Oh my God.
So like, never know what you like. But it's really up to you to decide. Do I really want to be friends with these people?
Well, here's the thing. Like, these aren't your like real friends. These are just your work friends. So like, I get it. I'm not really a gamer. Like, I don't love playing games like at all. Yeah. I don't really like games. I find them like very like annoying. And I hate when people talk about them. So I get this girl's feeling, especially because it's like Dungeons and Dragons. But I think that it's sort of like, okay, their friendship isn't that deep either.
Yeah.
It's built on the spells and the weapons.
Right.
Like, it's not like you're missing out on some like close-knit crew that has like shared values and like aspirations. Like, they're trying, like you said, they're trying to like create a fantasy world. So I don't think that like you will really get much out of the friendship if you're just forcing yourself to play Dungeons & Dragons so you have something to talk about at lunch.
Right.
Like, why don't you go for a walk during lunch or just like...
But then you're just sort of, you're lonely. Like that, I just think it's like, it's really up to you. Like whether or not you want, obviously this is a superficial friendship if that's all they can talk about, like you said. So well, like it's whether or not like, you have to decide if you want to be actually like friendly with them or not. And maybe just pull one of them aside instead of the whole group. And like, you want to get lunch and then they'll invite you. And then maybe they'll be like, oh wait, she doesn't play. Maybe we could talk about something else.
Right. Well, imagine, okay. It would be kind of like in here. If everyone was in a bachelor bracket and I decided I don't watch The Bachelor and yeah. I did, which is kind of like how it is. And then everyone was talking about it all the time. And I was like, oh, it's so annoying. Everyone wants to talk about The Bachelor. Like, yeah, that would be annoying, but it's whatever. Like whatever.
Yeah, whatever. There's, that's what I'm saying. You put your whole life, you put it all in perspective. Like, does it really make that much of a difference?
It's annoying, but.
But does it really, but right, it's annoying. No. It's like, I have to decide, am I going to be continued? Am I just going to live with this annoying thing, but like continue to live my life and do my work? Or do I make it something important and make an effort of maybe to try to fit in with the group and see what they like just a little bit?
Right. Maybe play once, see if it like, you know, tickles your fancy. Like, I don't know.
Tickles your dragon.
Yeah. But again, we have a whole chapter in When's Happy Hour about dealing with workplace dynamics, like talking mm-hmm. about like your coworkers as friends, coworkers as enemies, coworkers as weird acquaintances who mm-hmm. may play fantasy games that you're not familiar with. So all this advice and more in When's Happy Hour. So if you could go to betches.co/WHH and pre-order, we would be forever grateful to you. And
forever.
And then Instagram it, put it on your story and tag us and we'll regram you. Okay.
Play some games.
Okay. First game. Shoot, fuck, marry. Bachelor. People. Camille, Colton, and Kevin.
Oh my God.
It's so hard.
Well, I obviously can't have sex with Colton. I am marrying Kevin.
You could take his virginity and then that'd be like a fun little bonus.
Yeah. I'm marrying Kevin. I'm having sex with Camille and Colton. I'm so sorry.
I also am with you on that. And yeah. I barely even like know that much about any of them because I'm only half watching out of one eye. And I agree with you.
Kevin is like husband. This is perfect actually for this game. Kevin is husband material. Camille is sex material. Colton is, I'm so sorry. is not sex material because.
But like, you know what's sad after all that? That's who ABC picked as The Bachelor. And we won't even fuck him in the fake shoot, fuck, marry game.
Well, the thing is they're not fucking him either.
Right. That'll be okay. They want a good fantasy suite episode. They're like, we can guarantee this many impressions on the fantasy suite episode.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, I'll tune into that. I want to see.
Okay. Would you rather party with Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos or have her perform at your wedding?
Mykonos, because I wouldn't want her to overshadow my wedding.
Also, her performing at a wedding could be so uncomfortable. It's not like it's like an amazing performance and everyone is hyped. It's like
it could be a disaster.
Like you're biting your finger. Like I'm so afraid. Is that a phrase? Biting your finger.
Biting your nails.
Yeah. Like you know,
nail biter. You're biting your lip.
I don't know. Right now, I'm like trying to do all those things, but it's just like you're just waiting for something awkward to happen, and like I wouldn't want that kind of energy at my wedding.
I agree. It's just like,
and I would love to party with her.
Right. I'd much rather party with her. So with that, that's been our episode. Please rate, review, and subscribe. I know we're giving you a lot of homework between the pre-ordering and the rate, review, and subscribe, but please do it.
Five gold stars.
This is yet another thing that really means something to us. And again, if you screenshot, we will repost you or whatever you call that thing.
Yes.
You know what we mean.
Okay. Yes. Add this to your story.
Yes. Add this to our own story.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bye. Love you.
Bye.